This is Dr. Oliveros dictating for February the 2nd, 2023. The name of the patient is Gwendolyn Claite. The last name is C-L-A-I-T-T, like in tango. First name, G-W-E-N, D like in delta, O-L-Y-N. Number one, this is the clinical case of a 68-year-old African-American female with polycystic kidney disease. The patient has hypertension, hyperlipidemia, along with it. The laboratory workup has shown deterioration of the kidney function. The patient has a creatinine that has increased to 3.65, a BUN of 35, when estimated GFR that is 13%, with a proteinuria that is less than 500 milligrams in 24 hours. There is no evidence of hyperkalemia, no evidence of metabolic acidosis. The patient has lost 7 pounds of body weight, and today, she is not feeling well. The patient went to the kidney transplant program in Tampa, and they started the evaluation for the kidney transplant. Taking into consideration the deterioration of the kidney function, and the fact that she is becoming anemic, we are going to refer her to the vascular surgeon, Dr. A-P-J-A, R like in Roger, I like in India, T like in Tango, A, Apayarita, for the vascular access in Lake Wales, Florida. Number two. The patient has anemia related to the CKD. The hemoglobin is 11. Number three, she used to have arterial hypertension, and for some reason today, the blood pressure is 99 over 72. The patient states that most of the time the patient is taking her blood pressure at home, and on a daily basis the systolic is between 130 and 150. Period. In order to deal with the medications accurately, we are requesting the patient to bring the bottles of the medications, so we will be able to adjust the medications accordingly. Following number, gout with hyperuricemia. The patient was given one infusion of Crystexa, and she felt much better. The patient was immunosuppressed with the administration of CellCept, however, for reasons that were not clear to us. The patient did not take the medication as ordered. The next determination of the uric acid just before the second infusion, the uric acid was 8.9. For that reason, we decided to stop the medication, because either the patient wasn't taking the medication or there was resistance. In any event, the medications were held. Following number. Secondary hyperparathyroidism, and that is associated to the CKD, following number hyperphosphatemia, that is improved. Following number, the patient is losing weight that could be part of the nephrotic syndrome. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup. The patient is going to bring the medications beforehand, so we will be able to make the adjustments that are necessary at this particular moment. The patient will continue with the transplant evaluation, and we are going to refer her for the permanent vascular access. Paragraph, we invested 12 minutes reviewing the chart. In the face-to-face, 20 minutes, and in the documentation, 10 minutes.